Now I'd like to read a poem which started in my mind just as a phrase, the phrase Blue Lake. I'd been interested for some time in mirror images, the way that if you have two mirrors at either end of a room, you are reproduced to infinity. Though I sometimes imagine that perhaps in the very, very small images of me, some distortion takes place. When I had this phrase in my mind, Blue Lake, I wanted to see how far I could take it in this way, how far idea would lead on to idea. So this is the result. Blue Lake. Picture a man or a woman in a deck chair by a blue lake reading a poetry book. Suddenly a knee jerks in surprise at finding a poem called Blue Lake about a man or a woman in a deck chair by a blue lake reading a poetry book, whose knee jerks in surprise at finding a poem entitled Blue Lake, concerning a man or a woman on a white wall by a blue lake reading a poetry book, whose knee jerks in amazement discovering a poem entitled Blue Lake, concerning a man or a woman or a child on a white wall by a blue lake reading a poetry book, whose knee jerks in amazement discovering a poem entitled Grey Lake. It concerns a child on a white wall by a grey lake reading a poetry book, whose knee jerks in recognition discovering a poem entitled Grey Lake, concerning a child on a white wall by a grey lake reading a fishing magazine, who sits up straight in recognition discovering a poem entitled White Shark. It concerns a child on a white wall by a grey sea reading a fishing magazine, who sits up straight in illumination discovering a poem entitled White Shark, which concerns a child on a white wall by a grey sea dreaming of a white shark, which never sleeps, would slash its own gut if it could turn sharp enough, which dreams continuously it is a man or a woman in a deck chair by a blue lake reading a poetry book.